This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. It is ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground, kicking off another episode here. What the hell day is this? It's Friday. That's what day it is when you're listening to the show. We're doing this show on Wednesday afternoon, a rainy Wednesday. It's been an unusually rainy week up here, although sometimes that's the way the cookie crumbles here at Rogers Campground. But it doesn't take away from the beauty of this place. You can see the mountain ranges that surround Rogers Campground just sort of coated in various different clouds, and it's still very, very, very pretty in its own way.
It is, and the rain is going to stop for the people who are coming up here this weekend.
You think so?
I mean, tomorrow and the next day have only 50% chances of rain.
Okay.
So even if it does rain, it's going to be very brief.
All right.
And Saturday has a 30% chance, so it's not likely. And, of course, these numbers are constantly changing because the weather here is unpredictable, but I don't expect it to rain much past today, thankfully.
Yep. Well, only time will tell, but it's still good to be here with I would say, group of folks who are getting to spend, you know, time together in a more, I would say it's more of an intimate gathering than you would have during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You've got maybe a few dozen folks here in the campground, maybe several dozen at this point, because there are some people who have been showing up every single day, so it's hard to get a real feel. That's the thing with ForkFest, there are no tickets, so it's hard to get a real feel for how many people are here for ForkFest versus how many people are just here at the campground because it's a cool campground and people want to be here.
Well, there are sort of tickets now. Online,
sort
but they're
of.
Free, and not everyone is bothering to jump through the hoops to get one.
Yeah, they're not really tickets. They're just a way to get into this new app that we talked about on the show in some detail yesterday, and you can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about that. With you here today, it's
Ariel.
Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And that was Ariel, though we sort of talked over each other.
You did that.
Yeah.
You motioned at me.
I did it too early.
Sorry.
So we were talking, there's some stuff in the news that's worth discussing here, and a lot of the headlines over the last few weeks have been about the various protests that have been going on to protest police abuse. Specifically, people seem to be mostly concerned with police abusing black people, which is a concern, but my concern is police abusing everybody.
Sure.
Now, obviously, they do abuse blacks more likely, more often, colored people more often, including Hispanics, more often than they do whites. But if you're a poor person, regardless of the color of your skin, you're likely going to be targeted by the police.
Yeah.
They are going to go after you because they know poor people are less likely to know their rights, and they're certainly less likely to have a lawyer on retainer that they can fight.
Well, like any predator, they go after the weakest in the herd.
That's right. And so it's important for people to know their rights. It's important for people to exercise their rights. And
now, you said you've seen a lot of news about the protests. I have not since the looting and rioting stopped. Mm-hmm. I know for
Has
a fact.
It stopped?
Well, in large part.
Okay.
I know for a fact that the protests have continued, but the media coverage about them has dropped to 5% of what it was.
Yeah, that's definitely true. They're not running with the same level of coverage that they had before, but some of the so-called reforms that are being talked about and allegedly being put into place as a result of these protests are getting some coverage, and I do have a story about, this is from FoxLA.com out in Los Angeles. L.A. City Council has approved the first step in replacing Los Angeles Police Department with community responders for nonviolent calls. And so if this is actually something they're doing, if this actually does, you know, proceed and is successful, then it sounds like it's a pretty good idea. Let's get into a little bit of the story here. The Los Angeles City Council. Oh, and before I do that, I don't want to forget. I forgot yesterday to say thank you to our Free Talk Live amplifiers. Jordy is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, and Eric Haley is a gold amplifier. Silver meaning $5 a month contributed to the AMP program. Gold meaning $10 a month contributing to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live and to essentially help help us get the ideas of freedom onto more radio stations. We've got almost 200. We've got about 195 stations or so. These days, we can have more. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes money. And the AMP program can help us do that. You get some cool perks, too, like Jordy and Eric Haley have done just for signing up over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. So thank you, guys, for doing that. Whether you're currently an amplifier or formerly an amplifier, because sometimes people have to quit because their budget's tightened. You know, they might have lost their job during COVID or whatever. We understand. And we would love to have you back in the future when you're back, you know, taken care of. So thank you for that. It's amp.freetalklive.com. So here's a story from FoxLA.com. The Los Angeles City Council Tuesday approved the first step in a plan to replace Los Angeles Police Department officers with community-based unarmed emergency responders for nonviolent calls for service. Quote, "This is the dawn of a new era of public safety in Los Angeles," said Councilmember Herb Wesson, who co-authored the motion. He said further,
"No, it's not a new era. It's reverting things back to how they originally were.
It's the return to an old era."
Yeah.
Is it? What are they reverting to?
Well,
the,
I mean, there
the
was
days of Andy Griffith, really. So
there was a time when if you had a problem, you know, the cops didn't show up with guns drawn to shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a neighbor would come by and help you out.
There was a time where they were peace officers, where you would
That's
call
true.
Them in so that they could settle things down, calm things down, and facilitate negotiations.
Right. However, we don't know what this exactly is going to look like yet. Are these going to be police by another name? Are they still going to have arrest powers, even though they won't be armed? So we're going to get into some of those details. But yes, it would be nice if we had peace officers again instead of, quote, law enforcement officers who seem to act like mindless automatons in a lot of cases, just enforce the law. That is my job. I don't care who you are and what your details are. The law says this. It's really inhumane how a lot of that ends up going down.
I mean, especially since so many of them don't even know the laws that they're enforcing.
That's true.
And of those who do, it's because they research some obscure, random law, like the guy we talked about, or the Officer A.Cab, who was intentionally seeking out random old laws and enforcing them on people.
Sure.
Those were the only laws he knew, but as far as what one actually can and can't do in the street, they just make it up as they go.
Well, and you certainly can't enforce all of the laws because you
nope.
can't know all of the laws. And even if you picked one law, okay, let's say that you wanted to enforce the ban on LSD.
Mm.
Well, are you really going to chemical test everywhere that could possibly have LSD on
every piece of paper?
It would be impossible.
Right.
Even a single law can't actually be enforced to its fullest extent. So you are always going to have to make a selection of which laws
yeah.
you are enforcing.
And on whom as well. Well, and so all of that is arbitrary and based on the whims of the people with the guns, or in this case, people who allegedly will not have guns. According to Herb Wesson, one of the city council members, he said, quote, "The bottom line is the way things have been going is not working for our communities. This last month has made that crystal clear." Well, I'm glad you finally figured it out. Because people have been complaining about the crap can service from these government cops for decades. But it took burning down a police station in Minneapolis and, you know, insane levels of protest and destruction for these city council people to finally get a clue. He says, "We have a responsibility to listen to our people, and our people have spoken," unquote. He says, "It won't solve all of our problems right away, but this move marks a sea change in our city's approach to public safety, and I'm optimistic cities and counties across the nation will follow our lead." The motion for the crisis response teams was presented by Wesson and Council President Nuri Martinez June 16th following protests in the city over the death of George Floyd by Minneapolis police officers, and I'm sure a myriad of violence of the Los Angeles police as well. The motion instructs the LAPD to work with the county's Department of Mental Health, Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, and other government agencies to respond to nonviolent incidents, such as drug abuse and incidents related to mental health. It would divert nonviolent calls for services, such as neighbor disputes and others, from the Los Angeles Police Department to the appropriate non-law enforcement agencies.
Which would be great because a friend of mine who lives in Keene, actually, he had a mental breakdown a number of years ago where he stood on his porch with a gun aimed at his head preparing to kill himself. And someone called the police, and the police showed up, and they shot him.
Mm-hmm.
So suicide by cop is a real thing, and he attempted it and was very nearly successful. It should not even be a thing. We should be sending out, you know, mental health workers and therapists and psychologists and things like that to actually get people through these trying times, not make it worse by freaking shooting them.
Okay, but there's a problem. We're going to get into it when we continue here in moments from Rogers Campground at Fort Fest. Join us here. Still, it's not too late to come on up. It's Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20. And you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. We're here at ForkFest 2020. If you go to ForkFest.party, learn more about the event. There with you tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
Ambiguous Mountaineer.
And I say tonight, you're listening at night if you're listening live, unless you're listening on our podcast. And, of course, you can listen anytime at freetalklive.com. But we're doing this during the day, actually. We're recording the shows here at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. You are welcome to join us in real life. It's still not too late for you to come on up. It is, although, the Friday edition that you're listening to now, so you better come up tomorrow or else you're going to be out of time for this year. But there will likely be another ForkFest after this. Now, we don't know
well,
yet.
I will be here for ForkFest next year. I may be the only one, but I'll be here.
I don't think you'll be the only one. If people had a good time this year, they're likely going to come back. And from what I've seen, people have been having a good time at ForkFest.
Oh, it's been a great time, man.
Yeah, it has. And we can do more reflection on it later on. But we are in the middle of talking about an issue, and that is this police reform that is being proposed by the government people. So they've got some ideas, and they want to try to stop all these protests from happening. And so they're going to go and make some changes to the system. But are they really going to be meaningful changes, or is it just going to be for show? We'll talk more about that coming up here. But I do want to also remind you about Bitcoin.com, because Bitcoin.com is a great solution for learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. They do a great job of sort of introducing folks to that world, and you can go over there and learn the basics over at Bitcoin.com anytime you want. Or if you're not so new to crypto, you can also use Bitcoin.com to get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. It's a great place to go to find out what's happening in the world of cryptocurrency. So once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, the story out of Los Angeles, the city council has apparently voted for a motion that will take the first step to make it so that when calls come into the Los Angeles police department about nonviolent related calls, that the police themselves will not be the ones who are tasked with responding to that anymore. Now, when this will actually go into effect is not clear. They have passed this so-called first step. It instructs, according to Fox News in Los Angeles, it instructs the LAPD to work with the county's Department of Mental Health, Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, and other government agencies to respond to nonviolent incidents such as drug abuse and incidents related to mental health. Now, I was beginning to sort of, put forth a potential scenario. Like, what is this going to look like if you got the mom who finds the kid with the crack pipe in his room? Now, obviously, our opinion as libertarians is mom should butt out and, you know, have it and talk to her son about it and, you know, sit down and not call the so-called authorities to make things worse. Because if you call in these non-cops, if you call in this Department of Mental Health, these are the kind of people who could, I don't know, label your son or daughter a crazy person or a drug addict or whatever. Okay, well, now we need to put them in a program. Now we need to force them into some sort of government program.
And they have every incentive to do so.
Because it means more funding for them. The more people that are in these government programs, the more funding they can request from the budget the next year. So, yeah, they've got a perverse incentive to funnel more and more people's lives into these government systems. So I'm not going to get too excited over these minor little tweaks to the system. Yeah, is it a good thing that these people won't have guns when they're responding? Yeah, that's probably a good thing.
Well, hold on. Will they be issued guns, or can one of these people, you know, in the course of just being a citizen, carry a gun with them while they do their job? Because if I was
Los Angeles, so if you're if you're not a cop, then it's going to be pretty hard to carry a gun. Although if you're a government agent, you probably get more leeway.
I have no objection in and of itself to a therapist, you know, showing up to work at someone's house and, you know, open carrying it. AR-15.
I also have no objection to that, but that may set a person off who is having a mental episode.
True.
For instance, there was a guy in Keene, New Hampshire, I think it was late 2019 maybe, or 2018. Anyway, it was like the holiday season. This guy was having a mental break in his house in Keene. It was actually right down the road from Chris Wade, like two houses down from him.
Yeah, like he was throwing his mattress out of the window.
Throwing all kinds of stuff out the window.
I mean, that takes some effort. Right?
Yeah. I mean, he was having a mental break. And who do they call in? The Keene Police SWAT team that came in with laser point, you know, laser sighted guns and rifles and, you know, the strike team or whatever. They had a shield or two or something like that. That is not a situation that's going to help a mentally ill person. On the other hand, if you're replacing those people with unarmed folks, What happens when you encounter an armed person? What happens when the person who is just having a mental break then decides that he's going to go ahead and grab a gun?
Well, so, perhaps this is why we should, you know, respect the Second Amendment and allow these therapists and health mental health workers to concealed carry or open carry or just have a 365 and a holster on their hip or whatever, however they wish to carry, so that if that does happen, they can defend themselves.
Yeah, that much is true. I'm preferably skeptical.
Not if they're, you know, employees of the state. I would rather disarm the police.
Yeah, I'm just skeptical here about how these other bureaucrats are going to respond to these situations. As you pointed out, Lee, they have an incentive to shuffle these people into their system, to put them in there and never let them out, basically. Like, you got to jump through all these hoops.
And as with any government program, you're not going to have the responsiveness that you have by a private company doing the same task.
Yeah, that's true. And as we've seen with people who've had mental health incidents, a lot of times they get put into a mental health facility against their will. So there's these things in different states all around the country. In Florida, they call it the Baker Act. Everybody refers to it that way. But in other states, they have these acts that these statutes that authorize government agents and essentially authorize family members or anybody really to say, I think Lee, or I think Peakless Mountaineer is having a mental problem. He is a threat to himself and or a threat to others. And that's all that somebody needs to say for them to utilize these statutes. And I'm forgetting the name. There's like a certain title for...
Red flag laws.
No. Red flag laws are relatively new. Red flag laws specifically have to do with confiscating guns from people who are alleged threats.
Sure.
This is involuntary commitment. That's what the term is. Involuntary commitment, where they say, we believe you're a threat to yourself or others. We're going to put you in a mental health ward for the next 72 hours, whether you like it or not. And then you have to convince somebody, some, you know, supposed expert, that you're able to take care of yourself again and maybe we'll let you out.
So we very well might end up with the same result with extra steps.
We might, yeah. So that's what a lot of the cops will do when they're called in, is they'll take somebody to the crazy ward, basically. And so we may see the Department of Mental Health doing the exact same thing. So I don't think this is going to change a whole lot. Will it mean that the agents who show up will be unarmed? Well, that's what they're saying. So they're going to send some, martial arts experts, right? Like some of the guards, for instance, at these facilities are trained in hand-to-hand combat. They're trained in being able to do takedowns and, you know, hold people down against their will who are acting crazy. And in a lot of cases, that is necessary, right? Like if there really is somebody who's about to hurt somebody, you want to be able to stop that person from doing it. But ultimately, these laws are utilized in ways that they should not be, and people are constantly victimized by them, and they're exposed to very terrifying experiences inside these facilities. I'm sure if we were taking calls, people could tell us about their experiences with this. There's more coming up here. We're at ForkFest. This is Free Talk Live. ForkFest.party.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Hydroxychloroquine was widely denounced as dangerous and ineffective after being touted by President Trump as a treatment for the coronavirus, but newly released research finds the drug actually works. A peer-reviewed study published on Thursday in the International Journal of Infectious Diseases found that 13% of hospitalized patients treated with hydroxychloroquine alone died of COVID-19, compared to 26.4% who died who were not treated with the drug. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner is tipping his cap to Texas Governor Greg Abbott for changing his course about mandating masks in public and letting local communities have more control and limiting the size of gatherings.
I appreciate what the governor did on yesterday. That was a good step in the right direction, requiring masks across the board, whether you're in a business, an employee, or a customer. That's a good step.
USA Radio News. Palm Beach County Mayor David Koerner says it was an easy decision to close his beaches.
And then fold into that analysis the fact that Broward County and Miami-Dade County to our south both closed their beaches. We had real concerns about overcapacity issues and community spread.
The Florida mayor also thanking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for all the personal protective equipment they need for empowering each county to make its own decisions on protecting public health. There has been a call for Congress to find meaningful ways to reform policing, but so far both sides have failed to come to an agreement. Congressman Chip Roy, who is a freshman lawmaker from Texas and a Republican, believes eventually it will come from younger members on Capitol Hill.
There's a lot of energy and enthusiasm among first, second, third term members of the House to say, look, why are we letting all of the power that be in Washington just decide this stuff?
Roy also says there's not a lot of partisan bickering, despite what you see on TV. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the Friday episode of the program. Normally we don't name which day we're doing when we do the regular weekday shows.
Well, it's normally live.
But it's so important for us to keep track because we don't know sometimes. Last night I was like, what day is it here? It's getting, all the days are kind of blurring together in, as we're in week number two of ForkFest. You can go to ForkFest.party and learn more about the event. It is Friday as you're hearing this, which means if you're not on your way up for Saturday's festival events, then you're going to miss out this year. But there's going to be photos. There may be some video. I don't know. We'll see. There's definitely already photos being taken by various different people here, so we'll make sure to get those up in location so folks can see what's been happening here. You can go to ForkFest.party, learn more. With you here in our remote studio in the beautiful Rogers Campground where the sun has now broken through the clouds, it's Ian.
Are you?
And Beakless Mountaineer.
We were just given some really bad news by Mikey. He's one of the hardcore vendors that has been here throughout the last 2 weeks. I think there's only two, right? Like, are we down to just two vendors that have stayed the whole time? Has Matt Roach packed up and left?
Well, whether he's left or not, he's not vending anymore. Right. So he's no longer a vendor.
There's some hardcore vendors that have been here the whole time. And
I think it's a Silver Dave and Mikey.
And Mikey. Now, Astrid has been doing food.
And Jessica Love.
I haven't seen her at her tent, but yeah, she's still around.
Yeah.
So yeah, well, there's a handful.
It's just the honor system.
True.
As a lot of vendors here.
Offering goods and services.
Yep. So there's a handful of vendors here. They've been here the whole time, and Astrid and Stone have been cooking in their RV/bus. So that technically counts as well. Even though they don't have a tent, they're still offering food to folks every day.
Spending.
So, yeah. So absolutely.
Bad news, man.
Real bad news. We're gonna get into that coming up here in a moment. But there's still some good news in the world, and Intercoin is definitely a good thing. Intercoin's team spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Well, now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity. They represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important, we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. It's intercoin.org. So we were informed by Mikey, who's here doing some cooking, and he's vending. Got various different snacks and items. He's right down the street from us, so he's able to listen live as we record this every single day. And he came up to inform us that sadly, Freedom Fest 2020, which was supposed to be this grand celebration of freedom and standing up for liberty, has been canceled. So I guess freedom is dead.
It is ironic that the state would cancel Freedom Fest. It's not surprising.
Entirely appropriate that the state would cancel. The problem, of course, is, and we're going to get into the statement here from Freedom Fest, but the problem is these corporations are standing in the way. If you're going to have Freedom Fest, which we went to last year, it was the first time for me last year. Mark has been to, I think, like three or four of them. But it was a fine event. It's a hotel convention that happens in Vegas at one of the casino hotels in the ballrooms that they have there for, performing conventions and such. It's your typical kind of hotel convention, but it's attended by libertarians and conservatives. So it's a bit of a mix of those two crowds, which kind of is interesting and kind of annoying sometimes depending on who you encounter, because there's some real conservative types there and they're not freedom friendly at all. But there's also, a number of like pure anarchist types running around as well. So it was a good event. I enjoyed being there, and I was certainly willing to attend again. And we were planning on attending Freedom Fest 2020. We even had tickets. We have tickets.
Well, I'm still going to Vegas.
To go to Vegas.
There's no reason not to.
I'm not going to go to Vegas for a week if there's nothing to do.
Well,
I'm not going to do it.
Well, there are things that are open and all of that.
I'm sure there are. But there's not going to be that much that's open. I don't care for traveling that much, honestly.
So are you going to come for Anarcho Vegas and Crypto Vegas still?
I mean, I guess that's something that they want us to do, and they're still going to have their event. We talked with the organizers over the last few days, but Freedom Fest was going to be a
fine
thing.
Canceling my flight and buying some, that just include the weekend is not attractive.
Yeah, you'd rather go up for the whole thing.
I mean, I already had it planned, so I might as well at this point.
Right.
So now is this something that can happen to those other events where the governor steps in and says,
they
won't you have to
listen.
Cancel?
So the thing is, it already happened to Anarcho Vegas and Crypto Vegas because they were forced to move their venue as well. So they had a venue. And they were going to do it at that venue, and then the venue, I guess, canceled on them or something happened. Something probably very similar happened to them. They managed to find a different venue that was okay with it being kept on the down low, and so we can't announce where that venue is going to be because it sounds to me like the city of Las Vegas is now targeting these events and trying to stop them.
I would very much enjoy them attempting to, assault the Anarcho Vegas festivities. A bunch of anarchists and crypto people gathering together, the police coming in to tell them, no, you can't do that.
Yes, it could be interesting video. That is definitely for sure. So here's the news from freedomfest.com. It is with the deepest sadness, regret, and outrage that we must announce that the state of Nevada, so it's not the city, it's the state, is forcing us to cancel Freedom Fest 2020. For months, we have wrangled with changing regulations, edicts, mandates, requirements, and restrictions coming from local, state, and federal authorities, all in a valiant effort to stand up for our freedoms and fight back against the rampant authoritarianism that has ballooned in our country and around the world since March. Every step along the way, we adjusted, adapted, innovated, and pushed back. There was not a single aspect of the conference planning process that was not affected by the pandemic and COVID-19 lockdown by the government. At every step of the way, we persevered and kept making it happen until this Monday night, when Governor Sisolak, who's apparently a Democrat, announced that Phase 2 would be extended through the end of July in Las Vegas. This edict effectively outlaws all gatherings of over 49 people, which prevents a conference such as Freedom Fest from going forward. This is a massive event. There were probably 2,000 people who attended. It's one of the largest freedom events on the planet. We immediately went to the commissioners to request a special exemption.
It's sad that libertarians aren't just going to hold this event anyway.
But that's the problem. There's not a libertarian-owned venue in Las Vegas.
They hold it in the streets.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting idea, but it's Vegas. It's in the summertime. Do you really want to be in 105-degree temperatures in the streets? And if you're in the streets, then the police department's going to come and they're going to stop you from being in the streets.
So, well, the police department's going to come anyway.
Right. Apparently.
I mean, the thing is, these are freedom lovers, right, being told not to do something by the state that they believe they have a right to do. Therefore, the state is committing aggression against them by preventing them from doing it.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to stand up and say, no, the libertarians, the largest liberty festival in one of the largest liberty festivals in the United States, are backing down from the state.
There's really no other option.
That's not
for
a good
them.
Sign for the liberty movement.
Because the state puts its pressure on the corporations, which we've seen happening here in New Hampshire, where I've been griping for the last 3 months because no business owners have done an effective job at standing up against the government regulations. Individuals don't have a problem showing up at protests. Yeah. Individuals don't have a government license. Individuals didn't ask for government permission to exist. They don't have to have government permission to exist, thankfully, at this point. So they can show up at a protest with relatively low risk beyond maybe the risk of personally being arrested. They're not going to lose their business. They're not going to lose their they're going to have their kids stolen from them, at least not yet. But when a business has a license, when they have a permit from the state, then that is a fulcrum, a focal point on which the state can put pressure and say, well, if you don't do what we say, we're going to pull your license. And if you don't have a license, then men with guns will come, and they will arrest you, and they will shut down your business, they will board up your windows, they will board up the doors, and they will hurt you, and they will kill you, and none of these hotel owners, these obedient corporations, are going to go up against the state. We'll continue with what's going on with Freedom Fest here in moments. This is maybe the only festival that's going to exist this year. It's Pork Fest 2020.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Forkfest 2020, one of the only festivals that will exist in the year 2020. We were just informed that apparently the Midwest Liberty Fest and Jackalope Freedom Festival, which I believe is Michigan and Arizona, are going to be having their things this summer. So good for them. Glad to hear that. But besides the hardcore libertarian camping festivals, there really doesn't seem to be much of anything else out there. There's the Wormtown folks that were selling the cool hippie stuff here at the last week and a half up here. They said there's going to be like some festival happening in Maine that was organized last minute. So there's maybe a spattering of things out there to do, but indoor conventions apparently are not going to be occurring. Freedom Fest just announcing that they are calling it quits after jumping through all kinds of ridiculous hoops. They talk about that on their website, freedomfest.com, on the blog post, Freedom Fest 2020 forced to cancel, that they've wrangled with changing regulations, edicts, mandates, requirements, and restrictions coming from local, state, and federal so-called authorities.
I mean, I'm sure it was bad for them, but no one has dealt with more of this than what they're calling the essential workers, the fast food workers and all of those, the Walmart employees who have been open and working through all of this. The rules have changed for them on a daily basis.
So they adjusted, they adapted, innovated, and pushed back. There was not a single aspect of the conference planning process that was not affected by the pandemic and lockdown. The governor apparently announced Monday that Phase 2 would be extended through the end of July, which effectively outlaws gatherings of over 49 people, which kills Freedom Fest because hotels in Vegas are not going to go to bat against the government, even though they've got billions of dollars and they're certainly fully, you know, they've got the equipment, they've got the money, they've got the attorneys to take this fight against the state. But these aren't libertarians that run these hotels. They're not people who care about freedom.
And even if they were, you still have a ridiculous amount of pushback from the state in that circumstance.
Yep.
I mean, you were saying, Aria, that you were surprised that they didn't go ahead and do it anyway because they're libertarians. But, I mean, a situation where you have all these libertarians coming in from around the country, I mean, they're going to be there for a week, and this is still going to be a problem. And whatever they've done to hit that hornet's nest is something they're going to have to deal with later. Whereas here in New Hampshire,
it's not that I agree or disagree, but I also have more faith in libertarians to stay there until the job is finished, to not just come there, kick the hornet's nest, and say, all right, well, you libertarians in Vegas, have a good time with this mess we just gave you. I don't see libertarians doing that.
Well, a lot of it's just a matter of what you can actually afford to do. I mean, not everyone can stay for, say, months on end for a lengthy legal battle or whatever it's going to be. Whereas,
well, they don't necessarily have to be there in person. I mean, they could contribute to the cause financially or, you know, just by sharing the legal battle across the internet. But I think, you know, it's become increasingly clear as these lockdowns continue and escalate and as events cancel, this is the time to not obey. We have to start,
but
not
obeying. You've got to do it in numbers that are significant. If you just disobey alone, the state will cut you down and you will be done for. You have to do it with a group of people. And that's why this migration is so important. And it's more important now than it's ever been. Look, people, if you care about freedom, Vegas isn't going to do it. You're not going to have a chance to get freedom in Vegas.
Which is absurd, because it should be one of the freest cities in the United States. It should be completely dominated by libertarians, just on its history
libertarians
alone.
There's not enough of us. How could you dominate a city with millions of people? We can't even get 10,000 to move to New Hampshire.
Well, my point is that the culture in Vegas has shifted from what it was initially.
And you lived there for some time.
Yeah. I mean, it's no longer... I mean, it was founded by people who were trying to find a place where, you know, they could have brothels
be
and
left
casinos
alone.
And be left alone. And now, they're just as corrupted and bootlicking as any other major city.
And they tried to lick some boots here, which is, of course, sad for a libertarian to do, but they say, we immediately went to the commissioners to request a special exemption.
Now, that was their mistake.
No, it wouldn't. They wouldn't have been able to move forward anyway. The venue is going to put the clamp down. The venue is going to say, government says we can't have this anymore. Sorry, it's over. That's it. That's the end of the story. But they tried to request a special exemption, which is, again, begging, right? You're begging for some semblance of a freedom from the
It's not something
masters.
One does from a place of power.
Correct. Demonstrating how we had implemented distancing and cleanliness and major adjustments to everything we were doing to make this a safe event in terms of the spread of the virus, which is also something that has bothered me throughout this, is even those people who had opened their business, the lady in Dallas with the salon, the guy in Michigan, I believe he also did this, the barber in Michigan who won the case that he got 7-0, the Supreme Court of Michigan ruled in his favor ultimately. So there's been some success stories along the way of people standing up against the state, but they're also standing up in a way that still, they're like, oh, but look, I'm doing all these things. Look, I should be able to open. Look, I've got masks. You can come in. Oh, you can't come in, but you can come in one person at a time. We're doing all these rules. We've got everything down. We're cleaning everything. Look, we're cleaning. We're doing everything right. Look, we're being obedient. We're doing everything that you tell us.
It's all very much, please let me not. I have a right to do that.
Yeah, right. But even those who are saying I have a right are still showing how obedient they're being in every other aspect. They just want to be able to open their door. We're going to jump through every other hoop that you put up because we are doing what's right, and they believe what's right is doing what they're told. And I don't agree with that.
Morality is not obedience.
If you're afraid, then don't leave your home. I think that you should be able to just open up your doors as a business owner, hang up a sign. I think as far as you should go if you care about freedom and you're not concerned about COVID. And there's plenty of people who aren't concerned about it. Look at all the people who aren't wearing masks, walking around, going to bars, hanging out, acting like it's normal. The individual...
How dare they act like it's normal?
Right. The individual, in a lot of cases, at least the ones we're surrounded with, just average folks in New Hampshire, do not seem to care about all of this. But all the business owners are having to appease They feel like they have to appease their masters in the state. So that's what they're doing here. Oh, we've got cleanliness and major adjustments. And to me,
are they trying to appease the state, or are they trying to appease the
people,
leftist customers who want that?
Well, I'm not going to say that everybody who wants that is a leftist. There's probably some fear-mongering people on the right as well. I don't think that this clearly breaks down on political lines, although it has in certain cases. But this bending over backwards to show how obedient and you know, COVID-conscious people are, to me, this sounds like it would have been an awful conference. I mean, I'm going to have to go there. You're going to make me wear a damn mask to go around this conference? Am I going to have to go in and stay away from people? Can I not shake hands? Is there going to be somebody who is standing at the side of the room?
Was there a possibility of having to wear a mask while inside the conference?
I'm not sure. They're talking about all these different things that they've implemented social
distancing.
I'm sure
if that would have been the yes or no of having the conference, then they absolutely would have required
that. So is there going to be a goon at the door who's, you know, or standing at the side of the room observing everyone to see if anyone's shaking hands or anyone's getting closer within 6 feet? Are they going to kick that person out of the conference? I don't know. And we don't get to find out, because they've canceled it. According to the story, the commissioners were completely unyielding. Again, they begged for an exemption. Devoted to their absolute control over the health and livelihood of everyone in the state. If this was our own property, writes Freedom Fest, we would have ignored the edict and gone ahead. But we do need to honor the wishes of our contracted partners, including Caesars Entertainment and others. So they were going to have it in Caesars. Yet given the looming labor union strikes, travel restrictions, and other even more stringent regulations on the horizon, we knew that the event that we've worked so hard to organize despite all odds would be impossible to pull off in such a short remaining time frame. Because, again, we're less than 3 weeks. Not, what, 2 weeks? What was it, the 12th or something that they were going to start this? So we're less than 2 weeks away. I think we were flying up on the 12th. Maybe it started the 14th or the 13th or something. But
yeah, that would be my guess.
We're less than 2 weeks away from this. So they've literally canceled on all the people who were planning on attending this 2 weeks out.
Sorry about the flights that you booked for this.
Yeah. Sorry about the hotel room and all the
hotels. And I realize that this, you know, it's not entirely their fault that they had to cancel, but
they couldn't move forward. So they say here it would be impossible to pull it off in such a remaining time frame. Our greatest disappointment is to let all of you down. We organize Freedom Fest every year as a meeting place for everyone who loves freedom to come together. It is our passion and mission, and to be prevented from delivering that to you this year is a massive blow to us. We want to say thank you. Thank you to each and every one of you who support your freedom. Thank you for your support of Freedom Fest, and thank you for all you do to keep freedom alive today, which is not... Freedom is basically completely dead. They say here, it is clear we need it now more than ever. So Freedom Fest 2020 canceled for the first time in, I don't know, 2 decades or something of doing Freedom Fest. It's a long-running event there in Vegas. So we've got more coming up here. Of course, we're here at a Freedom Festival. We're here at Fork Fest in the woods in New Hampshire. And we got more to talk about on the way. You can join us in real life tomorrow for the final full day of ForkFest. Go to forkfest.party. You can learn more about the event. And we hope to see you, because there ain't much more that you can do this year. And it's probably not going to get better anytime soon, sadly. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.